This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiries.ie
on News Talk.
Of course, the big story of the week was the inquest into the Stardust disaster. It's across almost all of the papers this morning. The Irish Times: Stardust families to receive state apology. In a piece written by Jack Horgan-Jones, who's going to be with us in a couple of minutes, more than four decades after 48 young people, including 13 children, died unlawfully in the Stardust disaster, their families will receive a state apology. And the families of the Stardust victims are going to be meeting the Taoiseach Simon Harris at 11 o'clock today to make clear what it is that they want in that apology. And in a second, we're going to talk to Antoinette Keegan, who is the Stardust survivor and chair of the Victims Committee. Before that, our own reporter, Stephanie Roan, was covering the inquest. Stephanie, can you give us a sense of what the reaction was when the verdict was read out?
Well, I genuinely think that it was a moment of history. That's what it felt like. I mean, we were in the courtroom, the Dublin Coroner's Court. It was sitting in the pillar room in the rotunda, simply to allow for space for all the families, the lawyers, the media. And it was absolutely packed. I mean, you couldn't move. It was so busy. And the loved ones were clutching photos of the 48 who died. And it was a really, really nerve-wracking moment. I even felt sick. You could just really feel the air of anticipation. And it was a slow process because Myra Cullinan read out all 48 victims and their medical cause of death, which would be burns, smoke inhalation. And that took about 20 minutes. And then after that, the questionnaire began into the circumstances of the fire. And then that moment when the foreman said, "Unlawful killing." And on the place erupted. It erupted in cheers, in relief. You know, 43 years waiting for those two words. And just the absolute relief that filled the room. And actually, at one point, Myra Cullinan thanked the jury and all the family's members stood up and started cheering and applauding them. But the applause, I'd say the applause went on for 3, 4, 5 minutes. Just, you know, absolute relief. It was a historic moment for sure.
And Stephanie, when you spoke to family members after the verdict was read out and after the inquiry had finished, what kind of things did they say to you?
It was definite relief. A few of the people I spoke to Gertrude Barrett. Her 17-year-old son died in the fire. In fact, he was a DJ in the night and he was the only worker who lost his life that night. And, you know, she just said to me that she'd given him his dignity back. She'd given him his name back. You know, in 1982, the Keane Tribunal said that it was probable arson. Now, I know that was later struck out, but Gertrude said to me, "I had to live with that." They were essentially saying my son could have been an arsonist when he died unlawfully and was trying to escape and couldn't get out. And she said to me, "I had to become my son's own private investigator." And for years, she said she had to push. And the women, I know you said you're speaking to Antoinette Keegan later, the women I spoke to, their strength, their courage to keep fighting when they got knocked back, they got knocked back, they got knocked back. And it was an interesting moment. I know you said you're speaking to Antoinette, so you can ask her it yourself. But I was actually on the hard shoulder on Thursday. And as I was on the hard shoulder, I got a text message from the Taoiseach's press secretary, And she said to me, look, we're trying to get Antoinette Keegan. We can't get her. Do you have her number? And I ran up to Antoinette and I wasn't sure how she was going to receive that. And I said, Antoinette, look, the Taoiseach's trying to get you. And I do think she looked pleased. And I know that you're going to speak to her now, so you can ask her own reaction and the meeting later this morning.
Well, let me do exactly that. Stephanie, thank you very much for coming on this morning. That's Stephanie Rowan, our own News Talk reporter. And she mentioned Antoinette Keegan, who is going to be attending that meeting. Antoinette, of course, a Stardust survivor and chair of the Stardust Victims Committee. And she's with us this morning. Good morning, Antoinette.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
I don't know if it is the appropriate phrase to use, but let me say it anyway. Congratulations on a verdict that you must have wanted so desperately for so long.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. And thank you very much. It is. Congratulations. Congratulations to all the families and the victims that were killed unlawfully. And it's a momentous day when we got that verdict on Thursday. Really and truly, but then in the history, because we waited so long for 43 years. And as it was getting said, like in the court, unlawful killing by the foreman of the jury, it was just a memory that I had over 43 years by telling the truth to various ministers and Taoiseachs over the years that I was a living witness and I knew what happened. I was called a liar. Every one of them called me a liar. That wasn't true. It wasn't in the King's Tribunal book. And it's just like the truth has been told. It was brilliant, absolutely fantastic. Just to hear that words from our loved ones.
And why was it so significant for you? Why did it make such a difference?
It made a big difference because they were young people. They went there for a night out and their life was cut short, very short, right? In the blink of an eye, they were killed. And for years, nobody knew what happened to them and we weren't told. We had a medical verdict from 1982. We had 2 minutes in the coroner's court for the inquest in 1982. And for that to be done for nearly a year, right, and the interest that was put into it from Dr. Mara Kalman, it was absolutely fantastic that she'd done a fantastic job, brilliant. She couldn't have done a better one, 100% credit goes to her and the jury. They took attention to every single detail and they marked today, right, that it was unlawful killing. It was phenomenal, right, the reaction from the families and they're like, it was something where you'd pinch yourself, right, say, is this true? We're actually at the end of the truth after 43 years.
You're going to be heading in to see the Taoiseach Simon Harris in a little under 2 hours from now to talk about a public apology. What do you want in that apology, Antoinette? And what do you want the state to apologise for?
I want the state to apologise for 43 years of systematic abuse that the truth towards us families. The truth should have been told in 1981. We should have never gone to tribunal of inquiry. We should have been allowed to go into a court and take the normal procedures of a judicial case. Our loved ones was killed and we got a tribunal of inquiry with the conclusion of probable arson. And over the years, we've asked them to look at it again and do another inquiry. And like we've got the tribunal of inquiry, then we had the Coffey report in 2009. The arson was removed. And I asked, are you going to do a criminal investigation? And they said no. And I said, are you going to pursue the owner for the compensation of arson? And they said, no, it's over. And this is what we were told over the years, it's over, it's over. Our loved ones became insignificant to the Irish state. They were our loved ones, they were human beings. Their pen portraits were sent out in the court by each family member. We gave them their dignity back, we gave them their real life back and put a picture on them, who they were, what they wanted to achieve. But they didn't have that for 43 years. And it's just like it's time now for the state to realise, right, the damage that they've done to us families. It's absolutely unbelievable.
And is the critical part of that, Antoinette, that effectively, by virtue of the original verdict of arson, the implication was that somebody within the community or one of the people who were within the Stardust was somehow responsible or culpable and that smeared people who were entirely innocent? Was that the problem?
The implication of what was done, right, there was no legislation against inheritance, so it meant nobody could be held responsible. And the implication was the 48 young people that went there for a night out paid £3 into the disco. The Duty of Care Act applied, and they should have been looked after, they should have been protected. What you call the fire safety rules should have been in place. The checks should have been done on the premises to make sure it was a safe venue. Everything should have been done, but it was just a neglect. format that was done, and it the implications is right that our loved ones deserved justice. They deserved a right to life, and that was all taken away from them. They hadn't got a voice, and only for those families, right, they would have been all forgotten about. Only for we pursued and pursued and never gave up.
You talked about having met various different ministers and various different Taoiseach over the years and having been rebuffed. As I said, you're going in to meet the Taoiseach now. Are you optimistic that you will get the apology that you and the survivors and families of the victims want?
I am very optimistic, and I'm very optimistic right now. From speaking to Simon Harris, he seemed very, very genuine that he's going to correct the wrongs that was done on us over the years.
Antoinette, thank you very much for coming on. That is Antoinette Keegan, who is a Stardust survivor herself and chair of the Stardust Victims Committee. And as you heard, in about an hour and 45 minutes, she's going to be meeting with the Taoiseach to seek that apology for the manner in which the state dealt with the investigations, tribunals, analysis and all of that, and how the state interacted with victims and victims' families in the 40-something years since that disaster.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.